Go ahead and get your Bibles. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 11. Well, Brother Martin, you're going to talk about faith, aren't you? Well, that's a good chance. I've heard all the faith I need to hear. Really? Well, then I'm sorry to bore you, but we're going to see some more about faith here. In fact, I really believe that this message tonight is going to explain some things and clarify some things about faith that maybe a lot of folks have never really understood, no matter how many sermons about faith you've had. And along with that, I'll just go ahead and share. I mean, a lot of the sermons we've heard about faith, some are not as good as what we've heard or what we've been led to believe. Some are very incomplete. And you'll understand when we get into this. In verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Well, if you've been around long enough in, you know, faith circles, you've heard this. We've heard a lot of teaching and preaching, you know, we've got to believe, got to have faith, and so on. Well, consider this. How many times have you been around Christians, and they say something like, well, you know, something's coming up, whatever, or we need this, or however the conversation would go, you're talking to them about it, and then they say, well, you know, we're standing in faith believing for whatever it would be. And then sometimes we make the comment, well, we'll stand in agreement with you. You know, well, we'll stand in faith with you. Let's be honest. Hasn't that become kind of just a thing that we say? And it's almost like we're at the point to where we believe if we say, I'm standing in faith believing for, then that means we're standing in faith. But not necessarily. Because anybody can say that. The way that faith has been taught a lot is this. Well, you know, you just have to trust God. You know, okay, well, God, I trust you. And you have to stand in faith believing that God's going to move. Okay, well, God, I'm standing in faith believing that you're going to move. And that you're going to bless me. You're going to help me out. You're going to do, you know, whatever. A lot of what we say as far as, well, I'm believing in faith, it's based upon what we have heard spoken from the pulpit. Well, that's not really going to work. You say, well, you mean the preachers have lied to us? No, they haven't lied. But let me put it like this. Let's say that I stand up here and I describe to you a car. Well, you know, four wheels, you know, tires, rubber, full of air, and seats, comfy seats, steering wheel, and you start it up, you know, engine and all this, and press on the accelerator and all. And I just go through all the thing about a car. And then you say, well, you know what? I like that. You know, I'm believing, yeah, I'm going to drive a car. I am going to drive a car. What if you don't have a car? Well, I'm going to drive a car. But you don't have a car. Why? No matter. I'm going to drive a car. I'm telling you I'm going to drive a car. But you don't have a car. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you going to drive a car? No. You don't have a car. Do you? Do you? If you don't have a car, how are you going to drive one? Do you follow what I'm saying? This should not be confusing to anybody. If you say, I'm going to go home and have a steak tonight. And you don't have a steak at home? How are you going to eat a steak? If you say, I'm going to go home and I'm going to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and you don't have any peanut butter and you don't have any jelly, are you going to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? No, right? Okay, let's go back to what I'm talking about. If I say, I'm believing in faith, does that mean that I am believing in faith? I said I was. I said I am. But does that mean I'm believing in faith? Out of all these faith messages that we've heard, our immediate response might be, well, yeah, that's what it means. It means I'm believing in faith. I said I was. Well, okay. Then what about all the obituaries in the newspaper that say Uncle Joe went to heaven? When all these obituaries are saying that so-and-so went to heaven, does that mean they went to heaven? Just because the obituary says they went to heaven, does that mean they went to heaven? No. The only way that they made it to heaven is if they were born again. That's it. So the family can say, you know, Uncle Joe's in heaven. And they can print it and, you know, he's up there with Jesus, walking the streets of gold, singing with the angels. But if he's not born again, he's not in heaven. And people talk about, well, you know, we just believe he's in a far better place. Well, why do you believe that? Well, because we just believe he's in heaven, a far better place. Well, was he born again? Because if not, he is not in a far better place. He's in a far worse place. I don't care how bad it was here on earth, he's in a far worse place. Just because we say, I am standing in faith, believing God to come through for me, just because we say that doesn't mean that we are. It means we said we are. Now, let me point something out to you. I can tell some of you, either in this room or listening, are wondering, what are you talking about? I don't understand this. Why not? Because all my Christian life, however long it's been, I've always been taught to stand in faith. So therefore, I say I'm standing in faith. Now you say that if I say I'm standing in faith, there's a good chance I'm not standing in faith. I don't understand this. And that's my point exactly. We don't understand. Look here in Scripture again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why is faith the substance, and why is faith the evidence? Why? We read this, and it's like, amen. And the faith preacher says, no, faith is the substance. Faith is the evidence. Amen, amen. Do you understand? Yes, I understand. Faith is the substance, and faith is the evidence. Thank you, Mr. Preacher. I'm standing in faith. Has anybody ever explained to us why faith is the substance and why faith is the evidence? Because if we don't know why faith is the substance and why faith is the evidence, then how in the world do we know for sure if we're standing in faith? Are you following my logic in this? Faith is the substance. Faith is the evidence. We know that because Scripture says so. Absolutely. Well, I was looking at this, and I'm thinking, okay, why is faith the substance? Why is faith the evidence? It isn't because I said so. There's got to be more to it than this. Well, there is. Leave your finger here in Hebrews 11. Turn over to Romans. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Now look here in verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This means faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Does it mean anything else but that? No, it does not. Now, looking back over in Hebrews 11, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This means that faith has as its point of origin the Word of God. Now, since faith has as its point of origin the Word of God, when I look here in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The faith in this verse has to have a point of origin, does it not? Well, what is the point of origin for faith? The Word of God. This means, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, and I have not started with the point of origin, then I can say I have faith, and I can say I'm standing in faith, but if there's no point of origin, guess what? There is no faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Well, let's look at this a little differently. Let's say it like this. Now the Word is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Because if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, then it would not be incorrect to put the Word here in Hebrews 11:1 in place of the word faith. Because if faith is the byproduct of hearing and hearing by the Word of God, then it's not wrong to go to the point of origin for faith, which is the Word of God. Now, the Word of God is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Word of God gives substance. And in substance, think in terms of, let's use a loose example here. You're going to bake a cake. Or wait, you're going to bake brownies. Yeah, that's even better. You're going to bake brownies. You have to start with what? Brownie mix. So you have this, it looks like brown baby powder, does it not? Brown baby powder. But they say it's brownie mix. And then it says I should, mix in an egg. Okay, so I do that. Mix in some water or some oil. But whatever it says, mix it all together. And now I've got, looks like mud. It tastes good too. And I put it in the pan. Put them in the oven, and away 45 minutes, or 35, or whatever it takes, and then open the oven, and like, whoa, look at that. Huh, now I have brownies. I had to put everything together to make the brownies. Without the mix, I have no brownies. Without the Word, I have no faith. The mix gave substance to the brownies. Now that's a loose example here. But the Word of God gives substance to everything we hope for. Think of Genesis chapter 1. There was nothing. There wasn't even space. There was just the realm of the Spirit. Eternity. And so God in heaven decides, you know what? I think I'm going to create a universe. The angels look at him and say, what's a universe? God says, just watch. He opens his mouth and he speaks. And his word gave substance to this thing called the universe. The universe, in science wonders, does the universe have boundaries? Of course it does. It has length, breadth, height, distance. The universe has boundaries because on the other side of the universe is eternity. I don't want to get into all that. Then God said, you know what? We're going to put some planets out there. We're going to put some stars out there. And the angel said, what are planets and stars? God said, just watch. And God spoke. And his word gave substance to planets and stars. And here on this planet called Earth, he spoke, and his word gave substance to this thing we call water. He spoke, and his word gave substance to this thing we call dirt. He spoke, and the waters gave substance to creatures. Go back and read it. It's incredible. He spoke, and the dirt gave substance to animals. It's amazing. He spoke, and trees, grass. His word gave substance to all this that we see. Now, we know Genesis 3, it's corrupted, but yet it all started with his word. His word gave substance to it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. We don't have those things yet. Whatever those things would be, call it your healing. Call it finances. Call it, you know, you're living in an apartment and you're believing God for a house. I don't know. Call it whatever it is, you know, whatever you see in the Word that God has promised. Faith is the substance of those things you're hoping for. The Word produces the faith. The Word gives substance to those things you're hoping for. And not only that, but faith is the evidence of things not seen. Said differently, the Word of God is the evidence of the things not seen. See, presently, all we have is ink on paper. That's it. So when I look here in the pages and I see, well, there's some ink on here. And you know what? When I look at this, this ink, it's arranged in such a way to where I recognize there are words. And it says that I'm healed by Jesus' stripes. Well, this is just ink on paper. That's not health. But it is. In that it is the evidence of what I'm not seeing. The Word of God, let me say this a little bit differently. When we read the Word of God, these words are supposed to paint on our heart the image of what God has promised. Think of it this way. He's promised, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's supposed to be painting the image of His faithfulness, and He's always right here for us. By His stripes you were healed. That is supposed to be painting the image of my healing. It's supposed to be creating that image in my heart, because it is the evidence of things not seen. When my healing manifests in my body, well, there's no longer a need for me to be believing in faith for my healing. I mean, it's there. This verse 1 is talking about those things that we don't yet have fully manifested in our lives. There's not a tangible something that we now have. Excuse me. That we now have. Faith is the substance of those things. The Word of God, faith, will produce the substance of those things. Now, when somebody comes along and asks, well, exactly how does that work? There's not a set formula for every situation, because it's all relative to the promise. Whatever God, believing for a manifestation, all right, just like in Genesis. God's Word gave substance to animals, but God's Word gave substance to trees. Now, the way it worked was different for each thing. Because when His Word was giving substance to rabbits, and then His Word gave substance to a pine tree, it was working differently in each situation. The substance it produced was different in every scenario, whatever was coming into existence. Likewise, it works different for us as well. However, it is still the substance of what we're hoping for. It is still the evidence of things not seen. The strength of our faith is not based on how much we believe. See, we've been taught, man, you just got to believe. You just got to believe. You just got to believe. Well, I am believing. Well, you just got to believe more. Okay, and then we scrunch our faces up, squint real hard. I'm believing. Boy, am I believing. It hurts, but I believe it. I can't squint my eyes any tighter. And so what we do is, we don't really know how to explain it, but it's like we're trying to feel something inside that will convince us and everybody else that we're believing harder than we've ever believed in our lives. And if you've noticed, not everybody does this, but a lot of people, when they're talking about believing, and I'm believing harder than ever, they start squeezing their hands. Have you noticed people doing that? Oh yeah, you're going to from now on. honest. Man, I'm telling you, we were believing God like never before. Why are you making a fist? Are you going to hit me? You know, it's like a physical reaction that we think is going to enhance our believing. The strength of our faith is not based upon how much we believe or how hard we believe. The strength of our faith is based on the source of our faith, which is the Word of God. Because without the Word of God, you don't have faith. All right, think about this. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Therefore, more Word means more faith. Very simple formula. Very simple. See, even lost people can believe something with all their hearts. Evolution. Atheists. There's no God, I'm telling. On and on it goes. Lost people can believe something with all their hearts. But that's not faith. Not the kind of faith we're talking about here. Not the kind of faith that we need to serve God. Well, it's not the kind of faith necessary to serve God, because it doesn't have the same kind of the same point of origin. In other words, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it talks about looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So see, lost people, I mean even Christians, we can believe something and be believing about something. But that does not mean that we have the faith he's talking about here to believe for a something in our life, whatever the thing would be. We've always been taught or given the impression, and in some cases it's really come across as being taught this way. You just have to say you're believing. If you just say you're trusting God, then that's all that matters. But yet in Hebrews chapter 11, we won't read the whole chapter, you go through and you take a look at all the examples that God gave of the people in the Old Testament. What were they commended for? Well, they were commended for their faith, yeah. But faith based on what? The Word of God. Every one of those conditions that go into any kind of detail, it's based upon something that God said. Not just something the individual thought of. It's based on something that God has said. Look over, if you got a marker, keep it here in Hebrews. We might come back to this. But I want you to see something over in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. See, this message tonight, I'm telling you, would be a huge challenge to a lot of people because of all these faith messages that we've heard over and over and over and over just throughout the years, to where we're just told, you got to believe God, got to have faith, got to believe God, got to believe God with all your faith. I mean, you've got to, you know, milk every cell in your body for all the faith that's in there and just believe God that he's going to, whatever. But yet, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. In Ephesians chapter 2, look here in verse 8. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." How can you have faith for salvation if you've never heard the word of salvation? Now think about this. If you've never heard of Jesus, how can you have faith to believe in him for salvation? Are you following this chain of thought here? See, without the Word as a starting point, you'd have faith to believe in anything from God. If you don't know about Jesus and salvation, you can't believe for salvation. Now, you can come to the place, you know, being a part of a tribe there in the rainforest of the Brazil or wherever, and you know, you start looking around and your tribe has always worshipped all these different gods, got all these different idols. But you begin to think, you know what? Our tribe has a chief. And we have mighty warriors in our tribe, but we have a chief. There's got to be a chief god. I mean, somebody's got to be in control, because even in our tribe, there's one person who's in control. And then you start crying out, "Oh great chief god, I don't know who you are, But you have to be there. I want to know who you are. I want to know the truth of you. Oh, and you, I mean, literally drop on your knees and begin crying out to him. I'm telling you, God will do something some way. He'll get a missionary on a plane going through that jungle to find you somehow, because you're crying out to know him. You don't even know who you're crying out to, but you're crying out for truth. And when you begin crying out for truth, God will respond somehow. Then the message of truth can be delivered to you. The message of Jesus. And here's what he did for you. And then you're ready to put your faith in him, because now you know. But if you never hear this, ever, how are you going to believe for salvation? All right, now, that is an example. Let's carry this over to everything else in life. If you don't have the word for healing in you, what makes you think you have faith for healing? Think about that. If faith comes by hearing, we're talking about the kind of faith God's describing here in Scripture. If faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, when a preacher stands up and he says, Jesus died on that cross. By his stripes you were healed. You hear a sermon. Did you really receive the word or not? Or were you motivated emotionally by this sermon? Because see, you take a crowd of people, everybody responds differently to the sermon they hear. Faith comes by hearing, hear by the word of God. But if you don't have the healing word of God in you, why do you think you have faith for healing? If you don't have the word of God for provision in you, what makes you think that you have faith to believe God for the provision? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if I don't have the word in me, then I do not have the faith that is going to produce the substance and be the evidence. See, this is... there are so many people out there, and it's almost like I've seen this in a different light. There's so many Christians, they feel like God hasn't come through for them because they said they were trusting him. Because they said, I am standing in faith, believing God that he's going to do this or he's going to do that. And, you know, praise God for that. I mean, at least, you know, you're doing something. But if you don't have the word for that something to produce the faith, how do you believe you have faith? What makes you think you do? It's almost like we've been led to believe over the years that if we just say that we have the faith, then bless God, we've got it. If we just say I'm believing, then bless God, we are. We are believing. But again, lost people can believe things. We're believing based upon what we want to see happen, but we don't have the substance. We don't have the evidence. We do not have the faith that comes from the Word to begin to see this thing happen. Look back over in Hebrews 11. In verse 6, Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Think of it this way. Without the word, it is impossible to please him. There's nothing in here that he won't love you. Okay? It's not. This isn't about, will God love me or not love me? No. It's about operating according to his standard of faith, if you will. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, why would you go to God? God, I'm believing you. God, I'm believing you. You must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The reward of faith is the manifestation of the promise. When I See, you can't take verse 6 out of the context of the whole chapter. And this is what we've done too much. If you go to God, you must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That's me! Oh, God! I am diligently seeking You, and I believe that You are a rewarder. Now, can I have the rewards? Without faith, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So, if you don't have that foundation of the Word, then you don't have that faith He's talking about. Therefore, this whole concept of believing Him and so forth, you're believing in a way that is not approved of in His Word. You're just saying you believe. Because the foundation for that faith is not there. Look in Hebrews chapter 4. See, I know I talk a lot about praying in the Spirit and how, you know, you build yourself up on your most holy faith praying in tongues. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Praying in tongues, the Bible doesn't say faith comes by praying in tongues, and it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The praying in tongues builds us up on our most holy faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So here we are, and we're believing for something. We want something. We're hoping for something. And let's just use healing because it's an easy one to use. So, you know, I'm fighting an affliction in my body, and I want to be healed. So, God, I'm asking for my healing. God says, not a problem. Well, Father, I want to see my healing manifest. He said, well, it's not a problem. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by my word. Faith is the substance of the healing you're hoping for, and it is the evidence of the healing that has not yet manifested in your body. Well, what do I need to do? And he might say something like, well, do you remember the time that the apostles tried to cast that devil out of that guy, that man's son? And it didn't happen. And then they went to Jesus and they asked him, why couldn't we cast him out? Do you remember what my son told him? Yeah, Father, I remember. Jesus told them, because of your unbelief. And another place Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes. So here I am. I need to see healing manifest in my body. And a lot of times you'll hear preachers say, don't ever confess need. That demonstrates a lack of faith. You know what? If healing hasn't manifested in my body, I need healing to manifest in my body. All right? So I'm not ashamed to say that. And it's not a lack of faith. I'm acknowledging my faith issue here. I need healing to manifest in my body. Well, there's my healing up ahead. What is in between me and my healing? This incredible, weedy, overgrown underbrush of unbelief. You ever see those old Tarzan movies? I remember watching those when I was a kid. You know, Johnny Weissmuller, he was the best. And, you know, here'd be the people on the safari. And then they would have the natives hired, and they'd have their machetes, right? And remember, they'd be hacking away at all the underbrush, all the overgrowth, all this stuff. And what were they doing? They were clearing a path so that they could all reach the forbidden city of gold and treasures and all, or the elephant graveyard. I mean, whatever the movie was about. But they had to hack their way through to clear the path so they could get to where they wanted to be. That's the way it is with us. Here I am. I need the healing to manifest in my body. There's the healing. It exists. It's there. But in between me and the healing is all this thick brush of unbelief. Now, I've got to do something to get rid of it. And just standing here and saying, I'm believing God for my healing. You can say that all the way to the grave. But I've got to do something that proves, that gives substance to what I'm saying. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Look here in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Think of it like this. The word of God is my machete to hack away all of the brush and overgrown shrubs and all that junk, to hack away all of that unbelief to clear a path for me to get to the place of having the manifestation of what God has promised. The point of origin of faith is the Word. The point of origin of the Word is God. This is why His promises can't fail, because He can't lie. So here I am. I'm going to take the Word of God, and faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I'm hacking away at all of the overgrown stuff that is standing between me and the manifestation, the substance, the manifested substance of what I'm believing to receive from God, of the promise that He has made. And the unbelief has to be dealt with. That's what's holding me back. It isn't God. And I can say, well, I just don't think I have any unbelief. Well, do you have the manifestation? Well, no, but I'm believing God. Okay, well, that's all right, really, because you're believing God. Man, I commend you for that. But do you have a foundation for that belief? Has faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God? Because if faith hasn't come, you don't have the faith. If you haven't put the Word in for your healing, you don't have the faith. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you've convinced your brain to believe. It doesn't matter what your brain has been programmed to produce out of your mouth. Because when you're speaking words, it's one thing to speak words based upon what the preacher's told you to say. But when the words are coming from the foundation of the Word of God in you, that's a whole different story. So you have a lot of Christians who are confessing things that don't have a foundation of faith on the inside. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This is my confession of faith. What is your confession of faith? Well, because by His stripes I was healed. Okay, praise God for that. But are you saying that because that's what the preacher said? Or are you saying that because you have been taking the Word of God, thy Word have I sown, placed, stuffed deeply in my heart? See what I'm saying? There is a huge, huge difference between this reality I'm sharing with you and the way that faith has been presented to us over the years. Now, a lot of the preachers that have taught us about faith, I don't really believe they intended to mislead us. I think they were really trying to get this point across to us, but maybe we didn't listen closely enough. And then some of them flat out, I'm telling you, I don't think they knew what they were really teaching. Or maybe didn't understand it enough to get this across to us. Just because I say it doesn't mean it's going to happen. Just because I think it ought to happen doesn't mean it's going to happen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. See, this is the way it is with a lot of folks. Here's something that I've had people come to me, and they say, well, would you pray for me? Well, sure, I'll pray for you. What are we praying about here? Sometimes it's kind of funny. Oh, I just want you to pray for me. Okay, what about? Well, you know, I just want you to pray for me. What about? Just whatever. Okay. But then other people, well, you know, it's just been rough. It's just been tough. Things just haven't been going well. It's like, I just don't feel God. You don't have to raise your hands, but I know we've all been there. I just don't feel God. I just don't feel, you know what? You have to get to the place to where you no longer need to feel God's presence. He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Now, I want you to listen closely to this. If you are at a place to where you aren't comfortable, if you don't feel God when you're worshiping Him, you know what? You don't have enough word in you. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. What does the word of God say? I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Now that's just one verse establishing God's faithfulness to us. So as long as I am at this place in my life where I feel disappointed, let down, discouraged, wondering where God is. Why has He left me? Why has He departed me? I don't understand this. I've tried so hard to be faithful to Him, but I just don't feel Him anymore. Faith is not there. Not the way you think. Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. So when you have established the Word in you, then when those times happen to where you don't feel God, whatever that means to you, it isn't going to matter. Because you know He's there anyway. Does it not say in Scripture that He will inhabit your praises? That's the Word. So then, when you're praising Him at home, alone, no music, no, I mean, you're just praising Him, worshiping Him. He said, I'll inhabit your praises. So when you open your mouth and you begin to, Father, I love You. I praise You. I glorify You. I bless You, Jesus. He's there. Whether or not you feel Him is irrelevant. But I want to feel God. Oh, you mean that your decision to believe His promises is based upon what you feel about God at the moment. But I want to feel Him. Trust me, you will. Sooner or later, you're going to feel Him again. But if you live your life waiting to feel His presence, and then when you don't feel His presence, you get all worried, upset, come up for prayer. I don't feel God anymore. You know what? That may be the best thing that's ever happened to you. How can you say that, Brother Martin? Here's how I can say it. It isn't that God's not there. It's just that however God works, He's not letting you feel Him at the moment. Why? He's wanting you to realize it's not based upon what you feel. It's based upon what He has said in His Word. And if you don't get what He said in His Word in your heart, then you're going to be looking for the feelings. But when I have His Word in my heart, when I keep putting it in, and I'm as guilty for not doing this way I should as anybody else, but when you keep doing this, you get to the place to where, you know what? It doesn't matter what I'm seeing in the natural at this moment. I know that You are going to move. I know that I can see healing manifest in my body. I know that I can see my bills paid. I know whatever the case would be. I know it. Because this is what Your Word says. So it doesn't matter what I feel. It doesn't matter what I felt this morning. Listen, I'll guarantee you there were some mornings Jesus woke up and was in a better mood than other mornings. I'm not saying that He was a grumpy old whatever. He was human, for crying out loud. It's just amazing to me how some Christians, they just don't understand who Jesus was when He was here on the earth. And He did get upset at times. Oh, hypocrites, brood of vipers. And all right. But he always knew his Father was with him. Why? Because of the Word. Because of the Word. We have to get to this place to where we keep putting the Word in us and putting in the Word in us and putting the Word in us simply because it's the source of truth. It is our Father speaking to us. It is life, His life, in printed form. I mean, that's a miracle in itself. And just continue to put His Word in us, knowing faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, and that faith is what's going to give the substance to the things I'm hoping for, and it is the evidence of what I don't yet see. I don't need any other evidence than this right here. This is it. But my life is a mess. Yeah, but Jesus said, peace I give you. Yeah, but my life is a mess. But Jesus said, peace I give you. Yeah, but my life, hold on, you don't get it, do you? If you were to be taking the Word and sowing the Word into your life relative to peace, the things about peace, go through Psalms, go through Proverbs, read the things that Jesus said. I mean, just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. Then when the things are, listen, everybody in our lives, sooner or later, something's going to happen that has turmoil written all over it. However, when the Word has been established in us, that peace will be there. Call it faith peace, or peace faith, or whatever your term would be. It can't not be there, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word is the substance. It is the evidence. If we don't do it, any of us, then we don't have the faith. If we don't keep putting that Word in, then we don't have the faith we think we have. However, when we start putting the Word in, and that faith is coming, then obviously we pray in tongues, we build ourselves up on our most holy faith. There's one right there. I've been praying in tongues, praying in tongues, praying in tongues, and there's just nothing happening. But what's the Bible say? When you pray in tongues, you edify yourself. You're praying the mysteries. You're praying the will of God. You're building yourself up on your most holy faith. You're telling me that you've been praying in tongues and nothing's happening. Yet the Word of God says something is happening. So what you've just told me is, you do not have enough Word of God in you about praying in tongues. Otherwise, you would never have come to me and said, it's not working. You know, this kind of calls us to account, doesn't it? If God's Word says whatever it says, then you know what? That's the way it is. It's the way it is. The more of His Word that I get in me, is the more I live by what He says. Not because I wake up in the morning thinking, oh, I got to live by the Word of God. You know, God. No, it is automatic. We live by faith. It just happens. You don't have to try. You just do it. Because, you know, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Think of it like this. Out of the abundance of the heart, the person lives. The person lives. If the Word is the abundance of our heart, guess what? We live by the Word. And we have the evidence, we begin to see the substance. I want you guys to be encouraged with this tonight. For some people, this is the first time you've ever heard anything like this about faith. Maybe not in here, but by listening. This is the first time you've heard it presented like this. All right, let's take it and go with it. And let's begin. We will begin to see the changes. Hallelujah. Because His Word will never fail. Praise God. Father, I'm asking You to help me and everybody else who's heard this message develop a hunger for the Word like never before. Those times, Father, when we say, boy, I'm going to get into the Word, I'm going to read the Word, and then something happens, we get distracted, we lose the interest. May we recognize what's happened and still press on to get into the Word. Just reading it, Father, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. Just sowing it into our lives. I thank You for the power of Your Word. Even though I don't fully understand how it works, I know it works because You said so in Your Word.